Hello, and welcome to a Search CRM podcast. I'm Amanda Malgieri, assistant editor. Today, we have Dennis Pombriant of Beagle Research joining us to discuss the opportunities and challenges of sales performance management. Dennis is the founder and managing principal of Beagle Research, a five-year-old CRM analyst firm providing market research and analysis on the CRM market. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure to be here, Amanda.
So can you start out by giving us a quick overview of sales performance management? Is it simply a management initiative, or is there technology involved?
Sure. Well, every vendor wants to have a way to manage and optimize sales performance. For a long time, most organizations did this through a variety of incentives like awards and extra commission on certain products. That takes care of the challenge, namely ensuring that reps pay attention to whatever management thinks is important. But you really only know that your plan is working at the end of the reporting period. Did the incentive have the desired result? SPM, or sales performance management, enables managers and sales representatives to manage the effort throughout the period because it can track incentives and potential and forecast realistic outcomes. And it can do all this in real time while there's still time to change course. So there is technology involved, and it is a management issue.
So would you say sales performance management software is a must-have for organizations wanting to improve their sales operations and performance?
Well, I think it's a strong possibility, but each case is different. I'd say there's a maturity model in sales that starts with SFA and involves marketing 2.0 concepts like lead nurturing, and it continues through sales performance management. I wouldn't consider doing sales performance management until I had SFA down for sure.
So what types of organizations are you seeing deploying sales performance management? Would you recommend it for any specific type or size company?
Well, that's a good question. Historically, big companies with big product lines and large sales forces bought SPM because it was considered installed software, and it was very expensive, too expensive for a company with, say, 20 reps, just to pick a number. Today, though, there are multiple SPM vendors offering on-demand services, and that's caused the price to drop to a point where many more companies can afford it. So I'd say the market is opening up and growing.
What would you say is the number one benefit that organizations can hope to gain from using sales performance management software? And what can they do with it that they couldn't do without it?
Well, I don't know if I'd put it exactly that way. Most companies have existed and even thrived without sales performance management. But SPM does bring to the table two important benefits. It gives managers and reps visibility into the pipeline that they may not have with regular forecasting tools. Second, it makes life a lot simpler for the people in accounting who have to deal with cryptic and error-prone spreadsheets. For them, this is very big.
So with the way that the economy is right now, can sales performance management help organizations get a better handle on sales forecasts and targets?
Absolutely, yes. I really think so. SPM can be another forecasting tool, or it can provide greater insight into forecasting, as I said a minute ago. It gives everyone a window to see things while there's still time to act. It can also show everyone which deals potentially bring in the greatest revenue and the highest commission rates at the end of the quarter, when decisions about resource allocation, for example, have to be made.
Would you say that it is worth the investment right now if companies are cutting budgets or looking to cut back in ways?
Oh, that's a toughie. You know, I really think it's idiosyncratic. It's very situation dependent. Certainly, if they have questions about payback and the investment, I think most vendors would be able to help prospective buyers what their payback might look like and help them reach a decision about whether or not it makes sense for them.
Many organizations keep their sales data in many places. Can sales performance management help improve on this and create opportunities?
Oh, sure. The dreaded spreadsheets and email, for example. Most SPM systems that I know of integrate with popular SFA systems, which, of course, is part of CRM. I also think that people use spreadsheets and email for communicating sales-related information, say, between reps and their managers, because that's all they have. SPM systems can take the place of both in a well-crafted implementation, and most SPM vendors are up to the challenge of showing customers how to do that.
Now, what about drawbacks or challenges that SPM brings about? What should organizations really watch out for when they're using SPM?
Well, I don't know for sure. I mean, it's a tool, not a panacea, I guess you could say. But like any tool, it could be abused. But generally, I think the downside is pretty minimal.
Is change management an issue when considering or deploying sales performance management software? And how can organizations get everyone on board with the project?
Well, I think change management is always an issue with any system. And I think most salespeople are highly territorial about their forecasts and their data. Fortunately, though, most salespeople are also coin-operated, and I say that in a good sense. And I'd expect that implementing a solution that will make their commission checks more accurate and eliminate the need that many of them have now to do shadow accounting, i.e. managing their own commission spreadsheets, I think that would be well received. So I think the change management issue can be very well managed.
And how quickly would you say that organizations can hope to see ROI from SPM?
I've seen it happen in 2 quarters, ROI that is. You need to run parallel for at least 1 quarter, and after that you should be able to cut over and see some substantial ROI.
So to finish up, how should organizations be measuring the effectiveness of their SPM system?
Oh, gosh, lots of ways. Here's some things off the top of my head. Reduced error rates on commission statements and checks. Faster time to cutting the checks. Less time spent in tallying commissions, generating statements. That's going to appeal a lot to the folks in accounting, some of whom have to work overtime or weekends at the end of a reporting period to get the checks out. Faster time to correct an error if it does occur. Improved close rates on targeted products and better execution on sales goals. Finally, better visibility into pipeline activities. And I think short of guaranteeing sales in an economy like this, greater visibility into pipelines is always a good thing.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning and sharing your insight. It's been great speaking with you.
Always a pleasure, Amanda. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for listening, and thanks again to Dennis Pombriant for sharing his thoughts on sales performance management. Until next time, I'm Amanda Malgieri for Search CRM.